To resolve to formally sign North Somerset's project grant agreement to respect to improving play spaces funded. I believe Councillor Garrett sent you a letter round about this to, because she's not going to be here tonight.
You should have all 4 points.
So those were all sent to you.
We don't know who the quotes were from.
No.
Yeah, that's done deliberately.
We're not allowed to know.
That's done deliberately. I've done it deliberately several times. It's to actually make sure it's clear that no councillor can be involved in.
Surely we can know who the firms are.
It's not standard practice, Mary. No. That's why I don't include it.
So actually, the quote that's been highlighted is quote B. To resolve councillors Garrett and Williams' recommendations to the proposed installing company, all quotes were exclusive of VAT. Is the one with the star on it your recommendation in the minutes? Is that quote B, in the agenda?
I don't know which.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's the star.
Yes, it is.
It looks like it's the middle one.
I ask a question, please?
Yes, certainly.
Have we actually agreed and decided upon the play equipment that's going in the park? We were provided with the original stuff, which looks great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering that we haven't seen anything different for comparison. We haven't sought any sort of
that was
input from
the other three
our parishioners.
Anne. We have indeed. We've talked to the youth club children. We've talked to the children playing in the park. We've the survey that we did for the neighbourhood plan was one of the 5 results was the villages. Agreement that there's needed to be improved.
Oh yes, I don't knock that. I agree that it's badly needed play equipment for the older child than is permissible on the current play equipment. But my understanding was that with the stuff that you and Sarah came up with and circulated to all of us, that was an idea of the sort of thing you were looking at and the sort of price.
No, it had to be more specific than that in order to get the quote accurate.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen the grant that you applied for.
We haven't seen what?
The grant that you applied for, a grant, did you not?
We did,
yeah, that has been circulated.
That was at the last meeting. We were successful in getting the 5.
I'm not against the grant or the play equipment. I'm just a bit concerned that we seem to have been a bit narrow in, we've not looked at alternatives. We've not, I know from the neighbourhood plan that people said, yeah, we want something for the older child, but we haven't put it out to our current children.
Yes, we have. That's
okay.
Point.
I'm bearing in mind the AGAR reports that are going on at the moment and what's going on, and I can't find anywhere in the minutes where we've even agreed it. And I was surprised to see that grant amount agreed, match funding amount agreed on the application.
I've only found
on the 13th of June and 11th of July, and there's nothing to say we've even agreed.
We did agree,
but we haven't agreed like go ahead or do.
But we have the audience not interacting with you, so it's a council that are doing this. You can shake your head, but
I can shake my head, and I am not interacting with you at all.
I have not suspended saying what is going to be focused on the issue, please.
Thank you.
I'm concerned that we're going to be picked up next year for not following our own policies, which I don't think we have in this case.
Well,
All I know is we have done what you asked us to do.
Yeah.
Well, where? Where in the minutes?
We had a meeting, which I remember, mm-hmm. where we... This was surfaced by Sarah Garrett. She had very little time in order for us to apply, and she asked for our support, which we duly gave. Then we were also asked to match fund that at the same time. I remember the meeting clearly. And once again, we supported. So I realised that we've also missed out that middle meeting. But I've also seen a number of messages from Sarah that have circulated different parts of the plan. And even in so much as the one that had the notes for tonight from her, which was circulated as well. I think she's done everything she can to keep us informed. So what I'd like to do is just...
If you want to see surface. What the quote gives you.
No, I'm even going back further than that. That I'm sat here with the June and the July minutes, what I've taken from. And yes, we've discussed and we've matched funding, but we've actually not gone on. And I'm concerned that looking at what we've been picked up for, that we're heading for another. Again,
I'm not sure what it is that we haven't done.
Well, in June, we resolved to seek match funding, yes.
Yes.
And in the July, Councillor Gary.
Okay, hang on a second.
The ACAR situation, I think, should not be actually aired like your own idea. I'll say why. Until such time as the external auditor mm-hmm. comes back and actually upholds or not upholds certain matters which were raised by two residents.
Mm-hmm.
We are just talking supposition about the AGR.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I'm taking it into account that I'm being very mindful of things that have been raised, whether they're found or whatever. I'm being mindful that I'm not going there again because I'm not putting, you know, I'm covering my back if you want.
I appreciate that, but at the moment, a number of the councillors remember this process and feel that it was what could be achieved with A, the time, and B, the funding, within the constraints of the funding at the time as well. I remember those two issues being discussed.
You've done that.
And our resolution here, Joe, sorry, if you won't mind, let me finish. Our resolution here is to accept the recommendation as to the proposed installing company. It's not, and to resolve to formally sign North Somerset's project grant agreement in respect to improving play spaces, which was attached and didn't hold any issues, I didn't think. Those are the two things that we've got to do this evening. This is not the time really to go over how we got to here.
Now, can I just say, if we don't agree this evening to accept this quote, and I have the picture here, you can see exactly what it is, then we will lose it because we've got 10 days to get it in.
Yes, I appreciate that, and like you were saying, a lot of it has been through email. There is stuff, and you, Sarah, has kept us informed. But we're not going through the minutes, or we're not going through our protocol and our procedures. That's how I feel.
Yes,
with
in this scenario, there has been a need to act in response to the grant and in respect of the North Somerset Project Grant Agreement, which we agreed to do in the meeting that we had.
Yes, I mean, it's unfortunate that we didn't have our September meeting, but we will lose the whole project if it's not in within 10 days.
So, ladies and gentlemen, have I moved to resolve...
So is this going to go ahead? I'm not clear.
Well, if we don't go ahead, we'll
lose the whole thing.
But then we shouldn't be doing something that may not be 100% right just because we might lose the money.
We know it's not right. We will.
The
whole project will have gone. Yeah.
I have to say that it's important from a security issue to respect the work that the councillors have done.
I do, but I still don't.
And let me finish my sentence.
Yeah.
And And therefore, we have to resolve to do these things. These are the things we have to resolve to do, these are the things on the agenda. If you don't agree,
yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
You're perfectly not welcome to not vote.
My other point would be, we've just discussed a play park going across the road that they've stressed that it must not be under six things of equipment.
Okay.
And we're going to use money for this from our reserves when we could possibly be heading for a big bill. I don't know if we are or not, but we could be.
What are we talking about now?
Well, I'm just saying, I think people know what I'm talking about.
That conversation should be
But I'm sorry, but I do think if we've got to have money, if we've got to just in case money, like you would do at home.
I do. The resolutions that are in front of the council at the moment are the ones that have to be discussed, and it's you're well within your rights to petition the council.
Yes, well, I just wanted
but
to say.
The challenge is that we have to finish the agenda this evening.
Yes.
And that we have to make the decisions that we've decided to make this evening here. Now,
Can I just finish? Yes, sorry.
So what I want to do is move to these two questions and get them. Now, I think what the concerns you have sound very valid, and they do sound like something we should look into, but we need to have them sooner in the process, or we need to have them on another agenda so we can fully explore them and the councillors can look into them before we get to that meeting. But we are where we are, which is to make these decisions that are in front of us as a council in the best way.
But I don't want you to think that I'm disrespecting the work that maybe Sarah has done, because that's nothing, you know, I'm not basing my thoughts on that.
No. Absolutely, but we do have to. Sorry, Mrs. Councillor Shepherd.
Oh, we haven't really budgeted for this, have we? It's not in our budget. Plus the fact that I think I did see the quote that they submitted, this company, and they included £400 for bringing their own public lavatory.
No.
There was no need.
No. No.
What do you mean, no? It was in there?
Well, we didn't. I mean,
so we've got public lavatories where we have to spend another £400.
This firm is well aware, which is one of the reasons we chose it, because it's local. The ones from Norfolk we turned down because they needed overnight accommodation and all sorts.
Councillor Davis.
Yes. Can I just say on the budgeting point of view that I do recall from a previous meeting, I'd have to go back to my own notes that I scribbled down to find the details, but we did agree how we were going to fund £5,000 contribution, if you like, because it was a point I raised at the time as well. We haven't budgeted for this, where's the money coming from? I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was certainly discussed at a council meeting, and I will have notes somewhere at home, if the clerk doesn't, about what we agreed, because I think we were going to use some of the neighbourhood plan money, but that was somewhere else on the agenda.
It's just sure money.
And then there was already money allocated for the play park anyway. I can't give you the exact answer.
But first of all, the show money is £2,800, and we are directed by the Minister to know that can go where it comes. It can go in this budget. The other thing is we have £2,000 put away into the budget, as you just mentioned, to that, so that's £4,800.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make that clear that the budgeting aspect was had actually been discussed and sorted.
Okay.
My concern, though, is that well, Jill says that our current children and what have you have been polled on the equipment.
By me personally, and also, in fact, by two of the people who the firms that have budgeted for us. we've shown the children the catalogues and the books and the sort of thing that they would like.
Well, they've all done that, have they?
All two of the four.
Two of the four. Where did that happen then?
In the playground.
Well, it would have been nice to have known that was happening.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to tell you that.
Right, ladies, please.
We did discuss, we were shown a picture of what was going to be proposed. The last meeting it was. And I remember saying that primary school where my kids go, grandchildren go, and it is always, when they finish school, primary school the same way, they all really work on it.
Okay. So, with all of everyone's comments, that's been very supportive, very useful. So let's move to actually...
Well, you haven't still allowed me to say my minute.
Which was?
Well, we have followed exactly the process, the proceedings that we should have done. You said you had the money. We approached North Somerset Council with that guarantee. They have given us the matched funding. We then approached four companies. Sarah and I saw all four companies in the playground, said what we wanted, talked to the youth club children, had the backing of the survey that we did for the neighbourhood plan, spoke to the children in, as well as the youth club ones, spoke to children that were playing in the park, spoke to parents in the park. I have here, and you have got it as well if you look, a picture of what was actually being quoted, and it's fantastic. And we would very much wish to go ahead with this. As I say, if it's not done in 10 days, we lose the whole project.
Okay, so...
Sorry, can I just say one last thing?
Oh my God, there's like a comedy in here.
Many conversations, and I've only been here a while, but one of the things I hear from several councillors is that other councils are far more effective at getting grants. We don't apply for nearly enough grants. We should apply for more grants. We finally applied for a grant in Gorey. And we're about to grasp the jaws of victory. Can we just trust Sarah and Jill? They've done some good work. I'm the right thing. Let's just do it.
Excellent. On that note, to resolve to formally sign the project grant agreement in respect of the play areas, sort of the improving play fund attached. Can I have a show of hands? Thank you. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can I have it minuted that I'm not, I'm voting against, please?
I'm abstaining.
Mary's an abstinence and
I'm voting against.
Ide is against. Okay. To resolve to accept Councillors Garrett and Williams' recommendation as to the proposed installing company, all quotes exclusive of VAT. They recommend quote B. Show of hands, please. Do we recommend? Do we agree to support that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, 2. Is that an objection?
I'm saying, yeah. And I'm
like, let him put this correct. You can't ask it for the minute. If you want to have your vote recorded, you are required, and we've done this before, you are required to formally move that a recorded vote is taken before the resolution is taken.
So what am I supposed to do?
Before the vote is taken, you say, I'd like the vote recorded, and then we record the vote in the way that, so that the notices are put down. I'm quite happy to...
You have to formally move before a motion like this is put forward, that you wish to have a recorded vote. If that is approved by the councillors, we then ask each person whether they are yes or no, and then I record the names for those who say yes, and I record the names for those who say no.
Ladies and gentlemen, do we mind if I do record the vote?
I just can say, in this instance, can we not just record the vote?
So that's one of our policies, is it?
No, it's not our policy. We've just said that in this instance, because I was upset, we're
going to
record the vote for
her. Yeah, that's fine, but I'll also point out...
But
it's
you should do it the other way.
This is a corporate body, and the decision of this council is the majority vote.
Exactly.
So I would expect then people to support that, in the sense that it's been passed by unanimous vote.
Okay, marvellous. That's done then.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
So, can I just say now then that may I ask that the clerk, whatever the clerk has to do with Northampton.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.